The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all.
All right, we're back, folks. Hour two of the National Intel Report, William Repellum. I have my guests with me tonight, Jim Rizzoli, Diana Ploss, Diane King, the Hoaxbusters, and Laura Corvino, who I met, became acquainted with through their podcast back in August. And so this is our first time all having a discussion together. It's my first time talking to Diana Ploss. I have interviewed Diane King and Jim Rizzoli previously, a couple years ago, and a couple times since then. So it's really fantastic to have you guys back on hour two. And so on the break, we were discussing language. And specifically, Diane, you brought up some concern over me using the word kvetch, which is a Yiddish term. And I use it to describe what Jews do when they behave like, I don't know, somebody like Noel Ignatieff, who sits there lying and kvetching about white supremacy or whatever. And when you framed it in a way, at first I didn't understand. You were saying you shouldn't use those words. You're giving credit to their Yiddish terms that they use and absorbing them in. At first I didn't get it, but then when you framed it like you're absorbing their language into yours, then I got it. Now I'm actually going to work on not using that word, even though I think
appreciate it. Just don't do it.
What word would you use instead to define the way that somebody like Noel Ignatieff behaves? You're familiar with the video. Everybody knows the one where he's talking about white supremacy. It's like there is no.
We have a name to describe how the Jews speak about us, about things that they don't know anything about, like the Holocaust, and they're just babbling on. It's bullshit. That's what all it is. You know, feel free to use it.
Well, I'm not trying to be a prude here, but we are trying to avoid the cuss words on the show. It's a family friendly show, but yeah, no problem. It's fine. It's no big deal, but.
family friend, you're using Yiddish trappings, and to me that's appalling. That's like profanity. And so let's call it exactly what it is. What people really understand, they may not understand Yiddish, but they're going to understand bullshit. Pardon the expression.
that's why we love Diane.
Yeah. I guess you got the wrong people on this show today. Family friendly.
Well, no, I mean, we can have family friendly discussions and talk about the Jews all we want. We're trying to avoid, like, I don't know. Oh, I'm going to defer to Mike on this one. Yeah. It's not really what I wouldn't say it on my show, but.
Well,
okay,
so let me
do this. Let me jump over to it. We've got a caller. We have Frederick in Los Angeles. Frederick, can you hear?
Yeah. Yes. Can you hear me?
Welcome to the show. Yeah, we can hear you. Welcome to the show. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes. Well, I've been listening to your show, and I have to say I'm a little upset because, you know, this Jim Ravioli character is, you know, a well-known anti-Semite. And, you know, I support
and
your show.
Yeah, bye. You know, yeah, we don't take calls of people calling in and talking that way. I mean, if you can't even call in and, you know, you don't even have anything to say. So I'm sorry. We're just cutting
you off. I mean, Jim's not offended by that, but my goodness.
Oh, that was good.
Diana. Exactly.
Maybe he thinks he's Italian like me.
Ah, that's funny. I don't like this. Give me a break. Frederick, go back and play with your little friends.
Yeah, in California, for Pete's sake. Yeah. Los Angeles.
Maybe Frederick can call back in and, you know, he can debate Jim on some topic.
He doesn't know anything.
You don't want to open it up like that.
Right. But you know what's interesting? I just want to say, you know what? They'll call you names. Frederick, I hope you're listening. You call people names, but you never say they're not telling the truth.
Right.
That's right.
So think about that, Frederick.
Yeah.
True.
Oh, bummer. Maybe I should have let him stay on a little longer, and we could have had some fun with it. Oh, well, whatever. We got Andy in Texas. Andy, welcome to the show.
Be nice.
Can you hear me? Hey, there Andy's you go. Yeah. Oh, hey. So... listen, can we actually say the Jews are the biggest problem in this world, or is it all the minimal? Okay, great.
I don't think Frederick thinks he can. He probably doesn't. He wants to eat his raviolis.
But think about all the minuscule people below them, all the people that are just doing their job because the Jews are paying them and stuff. So we can't get, I mean, we really have to give some credence to the people who are actually just doing their job. We got to give them some credence for ruining this entire world for us, too, simply because the Jews have all the money and they're paying everybody and they're doing all this stuff for us and stuff. How do we actually, I mean, look, this is a beautiful structure that these people put together, and I say beautiful in the lightest sense of the term, because these people have really done a number on the American people with everything that they've done, everything they've had their hands in, everything they've configured, everything they put together. They have destroyed the human aspect of the world, and so... the average Joe has no idea that a Jew has anything to do with it. They don't even have they don't even realize that the people around them, a lot of them in their government agencies and stuff, are Jews. And that's funny because we allowed these people to raise the public. And why did we do that? Because we just wanted to live our lives and we let other people decide what's going to happen to us.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah. I agree with
well
you.
Well said. Yep.
Well, I mean, if the Jewish people are the number one flipping problem in this world, then we shouldn't have any problem, you know. But it's not that. It's not the Jewish people. It's the people who are working underneath them. I mean, look at some of these people that shut down your shops and stuff when the big box stores were open during COVID and whatnot. The Jewish people didn't come to your store and tell you to shut it down. No, it was the sheriffs and the whatnot. And they're not necessarily Jewish. Maybe some of them were. I don't know. But they were just doing their tools.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think there's good Jews?
I think there's moderate Jews that don't have any idea that what's going on. They're just as arrogant as the average Joe. Yeah.
Okay, let me give you my answer to this. Okay. We have some acquaintances that are Jews. Not many, but we have some that have, but here's the thing. They have to really be going in the Christian direction, accept Christ at least, understand it, okay? Now, when you talk about good Jews and bad Jews, here's the problem, okay? Because I call them you got the upper crust Jews with all the money, and then you got the mom and pop Jews, right? Well, here's the problem. The mom and pop Jews, they won't speak out against the rich Jews and say bad, you know, say the things that they're doing bad. That's the problem with these so-called, quote, good mom-and-pop Jews. They never criticize their own people for doing bad. So I look at them as bad Jews.
So on the same token, then, you're a Christian. You just so adamantly said that you are a Christian. So, I mean, do you look at other Christians as bad Christians?
Yes. I mean, most of the Christians in the world today, 99% of them, apostate Christians, no good, in my opinion.
How do you know?
I have to agree with that, actually, and I want to follow up a little bit on it too. Yeah, most of the churches, most of the Christians in churches. I mean, seriously, when you talk to most of the Christians about the Jews, what are they?
They go crazy.
They're working for them. Yeah, that's so true. Yeah, the Bolsheviks that came around from door to door and took people from their homes in Russia and took them to concentration camps and tortured them to death and killed them and worked them to death. And, you know, that's getting ready to happen here, too. That's going to be Shabbos Goy. They're just going to be exactly what you said, just the low-level workers who are just doing that. I'm just doing my job. So this is a really great point to bring up. I don't know what to do about it.
Is there higher apostasy of Jews? Is there a higher apostasy of Christians, Catholics? I'm hard pressed to even say a Catholic is a Christian or whatnot. But in the overall, like, does it really matter if we're Jews, Christians, or Catholics, or Baptists, or whatever? Does it really matter in the overall picture of everything that's happening to us? Yes, there's a very predominant group of people that are doing this to us right now. But does it really matter? Doesn't it just matter that it's people who are trying to kill us? So, yeah, let's identify these people. Let's identify them. Let's know who they are and where they realm at. And that's the problem is we talk about these people all the time, but we don't know. Just like chemtrails, we don't know where the chemicals come from, but we sure are certain that they're spraying them above our heads. Why aren't we doing anything besides talking about these people? Why aren't we going to their spot where they realm at, where they live at? Why aren't we doing anything to push them down? We're just spending a lot of time talking, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, no, but look at
because
it. Here's the deal.
They are in charge of everything. They are in control of it. Now, we do have a Jewish friend. Go ahead.
Well, I have three Jewish friends that I don't fear.
No, you can't address them on their own territory. No. They'll destroy you. Okay? So you have to step back and do it from outside because they're going to destroy you. I mean, Diana Ploss, she has a perfect example of that, of what they did to her when she was trying to do her Trump
stuff. I'm not discrediting that at all. Not at all.
Well, just saying. You know, but you're right about what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. Okay? Jews, Catholics, Protestants, I don't care what you call yourself. If you don't understand these three things, if you don't understand about the Holocaust, okay, the truth about the Holocaust, the truth about Hitler, and the truth about Jews, I got no use for you. How's that?
Yeah. No, I'm with you on the Holocaust. There's no doubt about that.
Well, what about the other things? Well, wait a minute. What about Hitler?
Well, what about the bankers? I mean, who is in control of it?
That's part of the Jews.
You didn't answer
the question.
You're doing just what the Jews do. What about Hitler?
Well, he was a Jew in his own right.
He was
what? No, he wasn't. That's a Jew thing.
Oh, boy, we're going to be here a while.
Wait a minute. What did he say? I didn't hear him.
He said that Hitler was a Jew.
Oh, please.
No, see, Hitler was now, not a Jew. That's guy a Jew
here,
thing.
This guy here, this is what, this, look at, when you deal with the hoax busters, we don't mess around with you. If you're not on board with those three things, then you might as well just go to the temple and sit down with them and have some fun, because you're not telling the truth 100%. All right?
Okay, so
or get educated.
So the point I'm making is, does it really matter that they're Jews? I mean, what okay, so we discovered
yes,
that Jews
it does.
Are the
one- I'll tell you why it does. I'll tell you why it does, Andy. So look, read Tex Mars' books. He's done all kinds of research on it's Judaism itself that is the toxic poison of this world. I mean, what it says in the Talmud and, you know, establishing the New World Order, this is a Jewish thing. This is a Jewish thing, establishing the New World Order, taking over the world, enslaving the Goyim. It absolutely matters, and this is what Alex Jones tries to say. He tries to say it's just evil people. It's just evil people. It doesn't matter that they're Jews. Everybody's the same. You know, nobody's mad. No, it's not. That's not true. It's Judaism is itself a satanic, toxic poison to the entire world, and you know that is just an indisputable fact. I mean, we can dispute it and debate it. I don't want to go deep into it. We've got the lines. I've got a whole bunch of other callers.
Well, let me throw one thing else. Okay. So, okay, even if it is the Jews, and we do know that they do have a stronghold on this planet. They obviously are running the show and stuff and whatnot. But I'm trying to get to a perspective in which we understand that it's not just the Jews. Think of all the people below them that are doing the duties of the Jews. They're a bunch of goyim. There's a bunch of people that are doing all these different things for the Jews because it's just my job. I'm going to do it. So we can blame it on the Jews, but the Jews are the ones who are paying the people who are actually doing the things to us that are encompassing us into a slavery here. It's not just the Jews. It's a bunch of goyim that are not flipping, paying attention to what's going on in the world, and yet we want to just blame the Jews. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. The Jews are the ones in charge of it. Not every Jew, but the Jews that are in charge, the Zionists and all these people. But they are not the ones who are actually portraying this on us in complete. Perhaps there is, but there are several goyim, if you will, or pigs or whatever they want to call us. We are animals in their name, whatever. But these people are doing it too. Why? Because they want to support their families. They want to stay alive. They want to do their stuff. It's just like what happened in Germany. I'm just doing my job.
What happened in Germany? That's not that Germany was trying to wrestle itself out.
Somebody
of the way
is buying into the Jew line. Oh my goodness!
Let's hear the young lady.
All right,
she's got a lot to say.
I just want to chime in for a second. This is Diana. This is Diana Ploss. So I don't have the experience that Diane King and Jim Rizzoli have, but here's what I can tell you: being in this for less than a year, okay, the Jews are the head of the snake. The Jews are using they're using their playbook. Their playbook. The reason you have all these, all of our local governments, right, and the political parties, they're there to distract us and keep us away from the head of the snake. People like Stu Peters and Tom Fitton and what's his face there? What's the guy you mentioned at the beginning? Alex Jones, all of them.
Alex Jones.
They're all there to keep a buffer. We don't have time.
Gatekeepers.
We need to go after the head of the snake. And that's all I'm going to say.
Good.
That's good. That's good.
I don't disagree with you, gentlemen. I absolutely don't disagree with you at all. I just have to put up a proverbial idea because a lot of people are going to, you know, because we're always Jew. And you guys are simplifying it. You're actually bringing it to fruition.
Hold on. Everybody was okay with blaming the Muslims. They blamed the Muslims.
Yeah.
When they thought the Muslims did 9/11, everybody was okay with blaming the Muslims. I say what goes around comes around.
Absolutely.
That's good.
Right.
Anyway.
Andy, thanks for the call. I got to jump on to the next caller. We're actually going to take Frederick's calling back again. Frederick, if you're still on the line, go ahead. Hopefully you can give some points instead of calling in with ad hominem this time.
Well, I apologize for that. My point I'm trying to make here is that the Jesuits play a very big role in this conspiracy. And, you know, Hitler
it's
was
not
Catholic.
The Jesuits.
There's a lot of evidence that says that the Jesuits are
it's
heavily
not
involved
the Jesuits.
In this. It's not just Jews.
No.
And that you're overhauling.
Hold on. Let me make one point on this. So if St. Ignatius
why don't you let Frederick finish his thought. Let him finish his thought. Then we'll attack him.
No, I wasn't going to attack him. I was just going to say that the Jesuits were invented by the Jews.
That's right. Go ahead.
Well, thank you.
Okay, that's good.
But here's the thing. You know, Hitler was a Catholic. And, you know, the Holocaust did happen. But, you know, there are some elements that possibly have been overblown. But many, many Jews are actually good patriots that want to be part of this.
Hang up on him. Sorry, hang up on him.
But this kind of talk really damages the credibility of things.
Listen, you're on the wrong. You're on the wrong show. I hate to say it. You're on the wrong show.
For sure. Take your Jew crap elsewhere.
I mean, it's the Holocaust.
Well, I'm not a religious Jew.
Yeah, right. Okay.
I'm just from a Jewish background. I'm not. I don't believe in any of that mumbo jumbo at all.
Yeah, Jewish background. Okay.
The Holocaust happened. Hang up on him.
This is what I recommend, because you know if you're would love to debate you on the Holocaust happened. We can talk about that. We don't really have a lot of time. I mean, if you want to get some information about that and hear the other side of the story, you've kind of got to do a little research on it. Are you willing to do that?
We have all sorts of information.
He doesn't want to. Don't waste
your
time.
No, I know. Once it's out.
Willie. Okay, I don't want to be like them. I don't want to, allow people to have
just have me on your show, another show. I'll be glad to talk about the Holocaust, XYZ, everything about it, Hitler, Holocaust, Jews, and they can ask me all the questions they want, and I'll deal with them.
Yeah, it would be easier to point them to your channel. It's Jim Rizzoli on BitChute. I guess it won't. Jim Ravioli won't work, but you know that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for the call, Frederick. We got the lines full, so we're going to move on. Let me see here. Who do we have next here? We got Brian in Kansas, I think, is next. Brian,
Hello.
Are you there?
I'm here, hey, yeah. Yep. I practice magic of the light, okay? And if you know anything about magic of the light, you understand magic of the dark. And what the dark do is they'll take someone really good, like Adolf Hitler, and then they'll say, we've got to make this guy look bad. So they take over his movement, okay? And then their minions will do all these bad things, and then, of course, they control the press, and they will say, oh, that's Hitler doing it, when Hitler would know nothing about it, okay? And you can see the results of that when you look in Ukraine, when you find the Azov battalion and all that, and there are these horrible Nazis, okay? It's totally different from what Hitler had originally. And look who leads them. It's a Jew named Zelensky. And they do the same thing with their people that are really bad. Okay, for example, the Pope. I've remote viewed the Pope and seen the things he was doing. He's absolutely horrendous. But they put it out there in the eager gore, oh, our Pope is good. That's one of their tricks. Okay, now, if people did Kundalini yoga, chakra dhyana twice a day, they would start seeing these things. There's techniques you can use. One of the things they showed me doing my Kundalini yoga, you've got three chakras above the chakras in your body, and you can access them by using high-pitched frequencies and download information beyond the veil. And one of the things I downloaded was Lifetimes of Christ. He incarnates every lifetime. He was the prophet Muhammad. He was Moses. He was Elijah. He was George Washington. He was Joseph Smith. He was Adolf Hitler. Okay? That's how it works. And you won't get this information anywhere.
I don't think so.
What?
Sorry, don't think so.
You don't think so? Of course not.
Absolutely
you wouldn't know.
Not.
You haven't done this. You're just reading a bunch of books in this world.
That's
where all
it.
You...
Sorry. No, you can't come on the show and start using words like that. I've got to cut you off right there. All right, so you've said a whole bunch of stuff. A lot of it, I'm on
it's
the same
the
page
occult.
With Diane there. Go ahead, Diane.
He's talking about the occult. No, Hitler wasn't involved in that.
Right.
He's talking about some sort of this mindless kind of a new age type of energy crap. Nope. Next.
Yeah, it's Luciferian what he's talking about. He's the bearer of the light bearer, the Lucifer.
Oh, you know, God.
I didn't want to cut him off in the beginning, give him a chance to say what he was saying.
I totally
disagree.
It couldn't have gotten any better. It couldn't have gotten any better.
Tough crowd.
Hopefully everybody's getting their say. This is funny. Last night I was listening to a documentary about exactly this new age. They had different people on there. Marianne Williamson was one that comes to mind. I remember I used to go to the Unity Church, which is a kind of Christless just Christless church, and they hate Christianity really. And it's all new age spirituality. So yeah, that stuff is, I would, ditch that, stuff altogether. Brian and move on and get into the Bible and start, reading the New Testament.
There you go. Get
the
back
Gospels
to the book.
And,
absolutely.
Yeah. Read the red letters in the Bible, pick up the King James Version.
Agreed. You got anybody else you want to get rid of?
Everything like that. You've been down that road already. I've been down the psychic path already myself. Really something that I have any interest in pursuing anymore.
Good for you.
Follow Christ. Christ is the way. That's the way to go.
That's
and
good.
It isn't
yes,
over
and
reading
also can
some.
You.
Yeah. And this is, doesn't come from just doing what I'm told or reading something and just going along with it. This comes from personal experience, having personal experiences with the Holy Spirit specifically, and feeling the presence of God in my life, and never really experienced that in any other way. So anyway, all right. So we got Francis in North Carolina. Francis, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Francis.
Hi, folks. I hope you all are having fun. At least it sounds like you are. Sounds like it, yep. I have a brief comment and a question that's posed afterwards. One, if I recall correctly, the one person we know as Ben Joshua Ben Joseph, otherwise known as Jesus, was at the time that he was crucified, was labeled as King of the Jews. Now, that had been in place for a long time, which goes without saying how long that time was. But having said that, the commentary about the Jews are doing this and Jews are doing that, I can appreciate that. However, not that I approve. However, my question is, being that there are at least three different versions of people that are Jewish, being Hasidic Orthodox, Hazarian, as well as there's a third one. I had it a moment ago and it left me.
Sephardic?
Pardon?
Sephardic?
Sephardic.
It probably is, yeah. And I hear the music, so I'll hang on.
Did you say Ashkenazi?
The communist.
Yeah, there you go. Communist. Yeah.
Yeah, let's... All right.
You are tuned in to the
Republic. Right. Yeah, we'll be right back, folks. Stick around. Hey.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, the magic's from
back, folks. Okay, yeah, time is really flying by here. The phone lines are just piled up like never before. Let's see who we have next over here. Francis, are you still there? I wanted to hold you over, but I didn't get a chance to say that.
I'm still here.
Okay.
I appreciate you folks deliberating about which type of Jew is being referenced to, because in reality, for people that are in Israel, I look upon as being Israeli, not Jewish, unless they've been referring to their religion or their culture or whatever. But as to the folks that are... Pardon?
They don't have a religion. If anything, they worship the Holocaust. Almost 90% of them have no... They don't worship God. They don't believe in the Bible. They don't believe in the Old Testament. They're just, most of them are atheists. So,
fascinating.
So they don't have a religion. But okay, I know what you're saying, though.
Well, I'm just kind of wondering, because I think my question is, which of the different types of Jew that there are that are known, which one is it that is in the process of trying to take over society and take over the world?
Okay. All right, let me jump in here real quick and unpack just a few things. So going back to what you said about the on the cross, King of the Jews, and what it said, that's not actually what it said. The word Jew was not actually in the Bible. It's a mistranslation of the word Judean.
Ah, fascinating.
Okay, here's the thing. However, in the King James to which you subscribe, once they got into captivity, their captors referred to them all as the Jews. They didn't make the distinctions. They didn't say, oh, well, you're the tribe of Ephraim, or you're the tribe of so on. They referred to them all as Jews once they were in the captivity. And once they got into the New Testament, they were determined Jew and non-Jew. It was not to be a big deal. They were Jew or non-Jew, period.
So everybody got categorized into one of two categories in that society at the time, which is fascinating. Mentally challenging, but great. Fascinating. Well, y'all have a great week. Thanks again.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. There were some other points there that I wanted to get into, and one of them is that Judaism has absolutely nothing to do with Christianity. The Israelites of the Old Testament were waiting for Christ, the Messiah, to come. The so-called Jews murdered Christ, and they went on to practice the rabbinical teachings out of the rabbis from the Babylonian captivity, where they derived.
Yep.
The Babylonian Talmud. That's the book that they follow.
Yep.
They worship Lucifer. They worship Satan. They worship the serpent. They do not worship the same God. There is no connection whatsoever. This is a deception. This religion, Judaism, is again it is the cancer of humanity.
It's a synagogue of Satan. That's what it is. I mean,
Satan. Yeah. It says it exactly. It says it very clearly in John 8:44. Jesus says, "You are of your father, the devil, and he was a murderer from the beginning. Yep. The works of your father."
Yep. Absolutely.
Those who say they are Jews that are not. I think that the word Jew is even mistranslated there. That it's those who say they are Israelites or Judeans, Israelites or Christians, because the Judeans were actually Christians waiting for Christ. So now does that. I hope that clears that up.
I wouldn't try to split hairs on that one. It's very clear. Those who claim to be Jews that are not, and it's very consistent. It's very easy to argue out of the scriptures to say, okay, well, this doesn't count anymore, because it says this, and this person says it says this. No, just keep, you subscribe to the King James. It's very clear. I don't think there's any ambiguity there. I think it's very helpful in its consistency, too. And they say they call themselves Jews, but they are not. Jeez, well, they're synagogue of Satan. Twice Jesus mentioned that in Revelation.
Yeah, I don't think, and I, just to take a step further, I don't disagree with you, but I the only point I take issue there with is that the King James was also a translation. From the original Hebrew and Greek.
Is a translation? Oh well, that
out of the original Hebrew.
I question that. Everything we have is a translation. There's always going to be something wrong when you bring it from one language to another. The Roman Catholics did not want the Latin version of whatever they were teaching to be translated. I think it was translated to German first because they didn't want the people that they were misleading to understand what they were saying. And so now it's being translated into all languages, which was always God's intent, that we all understand in our language. That was what Pentecost was about, what he was saying. And it's not going to be this puzzle that I can't possibly understand it unless it's in Hebrew or unless it's in Aramaic or unless it's in Greek. He provides an understanding for us where we are and the language we are. Period.
Well, no. I'll debate you on this later. I don't want to go deep down this rabbit hole right now. But so we got three more callers coming here. We got Murr in Wisconsin, and we got Chris in Virginia and Sargent. So you guys hang on. We'll get to all of you. Murr, welcome to the show.
Oh, hi, William. And it's good to hear
Hello.
You. And Jim and Diane and Diana and Laura, and where's Joe?
Joe's here.
He was invited.
I'm listening.
Yeah, hello, he was
Joe.
Really
Joe, I'm sorry. No, it's... Well,
let's go here. Religion is man-made for control. You don't need any earthly intermediary. We have Jesus Christ. You pray for guidance, and you read your Bible and study it. And churches...
There you go.
Churches are satanic at this point. You know, all they do is follow the synagogue method, and they don't teach the truth.
Right. There you go.
So that's where they are. You don't need them. Yeah, be kind to people. Yeah. And as far as taking back your power, well, their power, they think, is mammon. So keep it away from them.
There you go.
You don't have to go to movies or music or sports. You know, all that is controlled by them. Don't let that eat your time up and your money and your emotion, you know, and your love. Save that for the people that need it. And, you know, we can pray for each other. We can have telepathy and tele-empathy where we can heal each other at the speed of thought, you know, with God's help. So we don't need them at all. And as far as I like cutting out their words, like calling ourselves names that we aren't. And as far as this Nazi all the time, what are people saying? I'm blind? I can't see? Apparently. You know, that term
came... Actually, I look at that as a compliment. I wish I were that disciplined. When you call me a Nazi, I think, man, I wish I were.
Well, I would say a German. I'd like to be as organized and innovative and industrious as a German, okay? Because this word Nazi came from a man named Conrad Haydn. He was a Jewish publicist. And it's K for Conrad, H-E-I-D-E-N. In about 1927, he started spreading this word. And it was an Austrian-Bavarian colloquialism that just means bumpkin or simpleton. And he twisted around a little bit, and you know, and they just keep it stuck. So don't use it, you know, like these other words. Just don't use them. And I have this little show that's kind of a promo for RBN. People can get to do that, too, and it's only 9 episodes, but this last Sunday, and maybe I'll have to send you an archive of it, because it was dealing with the importance of the Leo Frank case and how that brought in the ADL. And the Nation of Islam says this is the most important case there's ever been, and they're trying to erase it, steadily trying to erase it. You know, and even then, Billie Holiday, it was Eleanor, had terrible childhood. She was born in 1915. Well, she was a tool of the Jews. All the entertainment was owned by the Jews, even then. And a Jewish man wrote the song Strange Fruit, which was about all these blacks being hanged. And we were told, oh, yeah, this was after this so-called Civil War, hanging all these blacks. No, think about this. What did the Jews say? They say 1,000 non-Jews for every toenail and fingernail. All right? There was only one Leo Frank hanged. How many blacks were hanged? Do we know? I don't think we know. But see, then they would use this song to make it sound like, you know, blacks better be afraid. They don't know what of, but, you know.
Yeah.
So, just another tool.
Well, you got a lot of good little views there.
I'm really full of it. You have no idea.
Get in touch with us.
Mer, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. And I want to expound on what you said a little bit. You can't come out and speak against the Jews or say anything that the Jews don't like without being attacked, without losing your job, without your life being greatly destroyed in some way, which Diana, you've been going through. Laura, you've gone through. You were fired from your job. You didn't even know about the Jews, and the Jews came after you because you criticized communism and mass immigration, which are Jewish. They're Jewish weapons of war against us, especially against the white European people of the world. So if you come out and you acknowledge their weapons of war they're using against us without even knowing that it's them behind them, they'll destroy you for that, because that will get you closer and people closer to understanding that it's the Jews that are destroying the planet and destroying humanity. All right, so
there you go.
So I'm going to get through the callers here. We got Chris in Virginia up next. Chris, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hey. So I'm a toxic white person. I'm a Gen Xer, and I grew up believing all the apple pie stuff, American apple pie. I mean, it was beautiful. And now, I've been listening to RBN for a long time, and I never really, whenever you guys talked about the Jews and stuff, I was like, whatever, they're kind of weird. I don't know what they're talking about. Sounds kind of deep or whatever. I never really listened to a lot of that. But now, with all what's going on now, like, I think there's a little bit of a disconnect, a gap between people like you and people like me, because I'm like going, where do I go find out about what the hell you guys are talking about? Like, is there a good first place to start on the internet?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we provide, that's one of the things that our focus is providing information and connecting. If you were to send your email to Jim Rizzoli, man, the welcome package will keep you busy for years. So it just, if you're interested. One of the things that happened with Diana is when she was red-pilled, and she couldn't get enough. And that's the same thing. When your cognitive dissonance crashes, you can't get enough truth. I mean, you're just hungry, like a hungry little bird. You just want it all. You want it all now. And so, yeah, hey, we know exactly where to send you.
So is this just an amazing revelation that suddenly occurred because of yay so many more people are. nobody really knew. Nobody, look, RBN was obscure. No one really talked about this new stuff. Nobody.
I know.
I'm in Virginia. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like this is new information. This is new information to a lot of people, and maybe RBN, it would be good if they had a show where they could just really, really, you know, elementary school.
Let me just say something. You know, we're on IBN now, and I'm glad to be here. But you know, IBN, they didn't want a lot of this stuff out there. Okay, we're talking about it now, and I'm surprised. But IBN, and you know, I've seen people get kicked off of IBN because I don't want to say bad things about IBM, but this, you know, if you really want to get into it 100% without any censorship, okay, because we don't have to worry about advertisers. Get into the
whatever this evil force is, I want to understand it.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
So anyway, go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying, you get on Diana Ploss's Rumble site, okay, rumble.com, and get into Diana Ploss.
Okay, how you spell Diana? Diana Ploss?
P-L-O-S-S.
Okay.
What's a section, Rumble. Joe?
Channel.
You got to get into her channel. Diana Ploss's channel.
Yeah, Rumble.
Okay, when you go to rumble.com, Diana Ploss, get in the channel, because that's where the videos are. And then you can watch our videos run four nights a week. And we tackle everything that nobody else tackles. Because we don't have to worry about advertising.
I know this all happened in just the past few days, so it's kind of shocking with the Elon Musk, the Twitter, with the way Twitter's opened up.
Yeah, that's bullshit. That's bullshit. It's bullshit.
Yeah, it's also temporary.
Yeah, it's bullshit. You know, because they want to register all the people. That's what they want to do. So I would stay away. He's a piece of garbage. He's evil. But let me just tell you this.
But you can still put truth out now. You can still put truth out now.
I know, but
you're not getting censored.
They're tracking people. So they're tracking people. But let me tell you about Virginia very quickly. So remember the big rally they had down in Virginia, in Richmond, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I was there. Okay.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, it's the Jews that are going after your Second Amendment rights in Virginia. You look it up. That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
100%. All right. Well, I'll let the next caller get on.
Wait. Sure. So, Chris, do me a favor. Leave your email with the station manager, and I'll follow up and send you some stuff too.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, of course. Always appreciate somebody who's like really wanting to, you know, just learning, and I'd love to find out more where you're at. Call back tomorrow night too. When we're on In Plain Sight, I'll be on there with Jeremy from Kentucky from 9 to 10 Central Time. So love to hear from you, again, Chris. All right,
okay, you guys take care.
Thank you. You too. All right, we got Sergeant in Oklahoma, and I believe this is Father Malachi after him. Okay, yeah, Sergeant. Thank you. Welcome to the show. Thank you for calling.
Hey, good evening, panel.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi there.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. You know, my family is from Germany, and they were immigrants in 1590-something to America. The Jewish problem, it only migrated. If Christ says, I know you, you are of your father and of a different blood, he knew that they were not Jewish. 1948 opened the gates of hell for Israel.
Yep.
You had every Jew or someone claiming to be. We didn't have DNA back then. Everyone that had a certain look. Has anyone ever looked at the portrait of Vlad the Impaler? You can't miss what he looks like if our portrayal of Israel at the time of, say, Christ, before, you know, Roman intermingling so much, the portrait's the same. What bothers me is that I've watched the Jewish takeover of the world churches through shortwave in the 70s. We used to have this kind of discussion on shortwave every night. I was an addict at 9, and I watched them be shut down slowly but surely. They could preach the Bible, but they couldn't talk about the things we're talking about now.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll get off my soapbox, but yeah, you guys, I try and never miss. I listen to RBN probably 12, 13 hours a day while I'm at work. And one of your guys has, Liberty Beacon. And that's my go-to paper in the morning. So guys, keep up the great work.
Thank you for the call, Sergeant.
Thank you.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, we got one more caller here. We're going to try to squeeze in here. We just got a few minutes left. Father Malachi in Georgia. Father Malachi, welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you for inviting me on. I'm good friends with Brother Nathaniel. I converted to Russian Orthodox recently. Great panel you have here with Jim Ravioli.
Thank you.
And the caller. I converted.
He's our favorite Italian dish.
I'm sorry, I do not understand.
Yeah.
I do not understand what's the laugh here. I'm sorry.
This does not compute.
Jim, I love you. I love you, my brother. I didn't mean ravioli. I mean risotto. I called in to say I myself hate Jews, and your work on BitChute has been very, very most enlightening to my spiritual appetite lately.
I think I know who Father Malachi is.
Hey, screw you, man.
No.
I am Brother Nathaniel's friend who lives in the mountains of Georgia. Anyway, I love the stuff. By the way, Jim Rizzoli is I'm a big fan of Jim Rizzoli, by the way. Great stuff, man. Keep it up, brother. And love the show. Thought I'd call in. And I think that Masad Mike, when I called in, was like, all right, whatever. Who is this guy?
This is Mike Sledge calling in. Mike Sledge, thank you for calling in. You're doing your parody.
Yeah,
really
appreciate
it.
Yeah.
It's good to hear from you. Laura, did you want to comment there at the end there?
Well, I like Jim Rizzoli. I think he's great. So, and by the way, maybe we can do a show together down the road. So anyway, great show.
Well,
we are doing
a show together next Wednesday.
Yeah, I know that.
You and Jim Rizzoli, for sure. Sorry, I'm sorry. But yes, I'm having you on this show next Wednesday.
Jim Ravioli back on, right? And we can do a show. I love the work that Jim has done. Great stuff. And great show. And thank you so much for taking my call.
All right, thanks.
Of course, thank Father you. Malachi Sledge.
Oh, my gosh. That's too funny.
All right. Okay, yeah, well, so we got just 5 minutes left. Is anybody else itching to say something? Laura, you haven't spoken for a while. You've been very patient there. Let's hear from you. Did you want to chime in? Hello?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I was muted. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah. No, but it's very interesting. Call some troll. I don't totally agree with the story of the church, but probably we don't have enough time to talk about it. I believe that we need a community, and the church is the community that has been established by Jesus Christ. So the fact that the church is corrupt doesn't change the fact that I believe a church is necessary. For example, in the Ten Commandments, is required to sanctify the holiday to God. So I don't think, and this is my personal opinion, you may agree or disagree, I don't think that it's really possible to worship God and His Son, Jesus Christ, without some form of a community. A community is every group of people that talk about Jesus Christ and God. So maybe this is just my take about that. But it's a long discussion. Probably we should need more time for that. That's it.
Yeah, that'll be a show for sure. Yeah. I don't agree. I used to think that too. I don't agree with that anymore. I think the relationship, a personal relationship with God through Christ, by understanding and reading the Bible yourself. That's how I started on my journey of it. I think if you go to church, you get subjected to Let me get through what I was saying there. You can meet people through the church, but it's not saying anything about the Ten Commandments to say anything about a church. And Jesus Christ didn't mean to start a church. There was no church before Jesus Christ. It's all about a relationship with God.
Peter, the Apostle Peter started the church, and Jesus Christ asked
him. He was the founder of the Catholic Church. No, he was not. Nope.
Laura, we're going to have to educate you.
Okay.
So we're at the end of the show, and that's so funny. We got on to that. So let's carry on with that next time. And thank you, everybody, for joining. I really enjoyed the discussion.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Tune into the Hope Busters. Thank you. Tuesday, Thursday,
thank you.
Saturday, and Sunday.
Yes. Hope Busters.
Hope Busters. That's right. 4 times a week.
Awesome.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Night.
Bye.
For the red, white, and blue, we must take America back. We must take America back.
In which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.